Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you here, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us as well. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on a really nice win here today.
Good hard-fought hockey game. We had a great first period. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if we caught them by surprise, but you know, we certainly out-attempted, I think, 31-13, and outshot them 16-5. And unfortunately, just had the one goal to show for it. It's a 1-1 game after one period, so. We were able to capitalize on some plays in the second period, and I thought we played a good solid third period. So,
well, I know one thing you mentioned in the pregame show that you were kind of expecting out of this RIT team was that they were going to block a lot of shots. They blocked 21 shots this game, but your team also blocked 12. So obviously on the defensive side, your team played very well, not giving them as many grade A opportunities, did you?
Absolutely. You know, I thought a bit of a bad bounce in the first goal. They capitalized on it, but I thought Britt really settled down after that and played a real strong game for us. He came up with a big save on one of the five shots after they already had the one goal lead, and then she was really solid after that. But overall, yeah, I was happy with our battle level. I thought we did a real good job of not giving them a whole lot until the very end there off that last faceoff. We kind of left somebody all alone. Overall, I was just really happy with the effort.
There were 10 penalties called here today. We kind of were hoping not to see that many penalties, but were you surprised by the physicality?
Well, not really, because that was one of the things we saw in film was they're an extremely physical team. And as that first period went on, I thought, you know what, maybe they're going to just let this go and not call a lot. Well, then they wound up calling, I think, 4 penalties at the end of the first. And I mean, there's some of those penalties I was glad they were calling because it was getting a little bit out of hand with some of the physicality. And, we did lose Cicely Nelson after the second on, I thought was a pretty blatant interference call when the girl flipped her and hit her pretty hard. And hopefully we'll see how she feels tomorrow, but I think she's kind of doubtful for being able to play tomorrow. So. Some of those things need to be called, but we just got to continue to play our game. I think if we're moving our feet, moving the puck, they're going to have a hard time staying with us.
Your special teams are so good today. On the penalty kill, 5 for 5. You go 1 for 5 on the power play with 8 shots on net. Of course, Emily Berglund gets her 6th goal of the season on that power play. Nice to see her get back onto the scoring side of things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I thought her line with Emma Terrace and Riley Foss was outstanding the entire game, and not just the power play goal, but they scored a 5-on-5 goal and had other chances. I thought Emma was really, really good with the puck, creating opportunities. And, we need that. You know, obviously, we've said before, we need our goal scorers to score for us. They came up with some big goals when we needed it.
You got a ton of shots on net by Kiki Radke. Obviously, now that she's got her first 2 career goals, she's still hungry. 7 shots on net by her today.
Yeah, and some great, great chances. Mm-hmm. That's the type of player she is, and she's gonna make teams aware of her because again of her speed and her tenacity, and she's around that net. And she keeps getting those chances. She's gonna certainly get a lot more than 2 goals by the end of this year.
I know you were hoping to get some goals out of Bailey Wright. She had 5 shots on net today. She's got to feel a little snake bit.
Yeah, she had a great, great right off the bat there. I think Jack Cassis set her up. It was a point blank one timer. The goalie made a big save, and you got to tip your hat to the goalie on that one. But again, she's getting chances, and that's the key thing. I liked how Haley and Jack and Bailey played today. I thought another line that definitely. Gave their team fits with their speed and the way they were moving the puck.
I know you've been looking for some more chemistry out of your lines. Obviously, that line and Emma's line played very well. Are you happy with how the rest of them looked?
Yeah. Obviously, Lauren's line is always gonna create. I thought Abby did a nice job with that line and Kiki. I mean, there's certainly you say Kiki had how many shots? Abby
7.
Had some opportunities. Lauren had some great looks again. So, yeah, I thought all the 3 top lines certainly did a nice job. I have a Heather Olson playing right wing. She's never played wing at this level before, so that's always going to be a challenge. And Nellie was on her off wing, so that line had a little bit more of a difficult getting going. And obviously, with some of the penalties, they didn't get the amount of ice time as well. But certainly when they're out there, they were battling.
A win on the road is a good win, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Kelly. You got that right.
What do you guys need to do to get a sweep out of the weekend?
Well, obviously, get out, get refueled for tonight. Good night's sleep. We're going to, obviously, I think – on their side, they're going to take comfort in the fact that after that first period, they were in terms of shots, they were right with us in the second. They outshot us in the third. you know, they're certainly going to come in tomorrow with a lot more confidence, feeling like they can play with us. So we're going to have to come out hard. That's the key again. I think it's so important that we establish our game as quick as we can, because if we're back on our heels, obviously that's just going to play right into their feeling of being confident. So I think it's important we get out to a quick start. If we can, you know, score some, obviously that'll be huge. But again, just come out and play real hard for 60 minutes.
Coach, congrats on a big win. Well,
thanks, Kelly. I really appreciate you being out here and bringing this game back to our fans and family back in Bemidji. So thanks.
We had quite a few people listening today, so always nice to let you know here. I already closed it. There it is. All these emails to the booth today.
Nice.
So always good to hear from people back home. Tuned in as the Beavers are on the road here in Rochester, New York.